A man who likes 40 below much better than 40 above, but we love him anyway. Larry Weber, our host of Backyard Almanac. Hey, Larry, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. You know, we see some really interesting things that happen in this wonderful month of February, but I think where the days we're in right now really illustrate that. Yesterday at my house here, we had at this about this time, we had 16 below. And today, later in the day, yes, it could very well be 40 above. Now, think about that. That's over a 50-degree change in one day going to the next. Highest temperature of the month, lowest temperature of the month in two straight days. So, yeah, wow, it is weird. But what's happening? Well, I was out on a walk this morning, and I almost got blown down. The strong winds are strong from the south. And we all know that south of us, it tends to be a little bit warmer, and it's going to bring it this way. We are, this is the 10th, and we are, I guess you could say, a third of the way through the month of February. And the average temperature so far has been about 9 degrees. That is cooler than normal. We normally have, in February at this time, we have an average temperature about 13.5. For the whole month, it's about 15. And yes, we are below normal. We are, however, above normal in both precipitation and in snowfall. We got a snow this week. This is to tell you about what this month. I call this month the dry month. We don't get a lot of big snowfalls in February. But just to give you an idea how much that is happening, that happens, the snowfall we had this week on February 7, the Weather Service recorded 4 inches of snow. Wow, no big deal. And yet, that was a record snowfall for that date. 4 inches of snow. So yeah, it is the dry month. Overall, for the whole season, we've gotten about 50 inches of snow so far. Normal at this time would be about 57, but of course we have the wonderful months of March and April to go. Weather Service says we have more or less a foot of snow on the ground. Now, that snow is nice and beautiful powder. I was out skiing in it in the last several days, but it's going to be changing with this temperature. It's going to become more sticky. Few other things of note. We've been having marvelous clear skies at night lately, and I hope you had a chance to get out and see the moon getting towards its full moon. The official full moon is tomorrow, and we're moving towards that. But we also have a couple of other things in astronomical news. This moon, this week, the time of the full moon on tonight going into tomorrow, we have a lunar eclipse. Now, a lunar eclipse happens when the moon gets in the shadow of the Earth. Shadows are not completely dark. There is a dark section called the umbra, and there's a lighter section called the penumbra, if I pronounced it right. Anyway, this is going to be the moon will get into the lighter part of it, so we won't really see that much of a lunar eclipse. The other thing that's really interesting out there that also we probably won't see, unless you know what to look for and with a proper optics, is a comet. This is a comet called 45P. And yes, it is visible in the early morning hours. I was out yesterday trying to look, and apparently I just didn't have the proper knowledge to do so. These clear days give massive, absolutely lasting, beautiful sunsets. I find the sunsets in winter are just spectacular, and that's what we're getting when we have these clear days as we've had lately. Other things of note, the finches that I've talked about continue to be very active at the bird feeder. I estimate about 100 of them. There are four kinds. There's purple finch, gold finch, pine siskins, and red poles. And the pine siskins and red poles, which are kind of late arrivals, they didn't arrive until about the first of the month, they are very active, and they're giving these wheezy calls. It's especially the pine siskins that do that. They become more restless as we get later in winter. I don't think they're going to move on for a while yet, but they are really, really interesting to watch. The purple finches have been trying to do their song. They have a beautiful melodious song that they will often sing early in the season. I've heard it in March. But they're not quite ready there yet. They're giving it a try. Well, I added finch number 5 to the list this week, but it wasn't at a bird feeder. While walking in a spruce woods, I heard a little chipping noise and took a look up above, and there was a white-winged crossbill. Crossbills are called that because they have a bill, a top and a bottom mandible that cross. And they use that as a weird-looking mouth, but they use that to break open cones and feed on the seeds. It might be spruce cones, it might be pine cones, but they feed on the seeds. And this one was in a spruce woods. I hadn't seen a crossbill all winter, so it was just a terrific sighting to see. Other bird news of note, the ravens continue to be active every morning at dawn. Crows are active and gathering in flocks as well, as many people might be aware of. A ruff grouse, I've been seeing their tracks, and yesterday I actually saw two ruff grouse. They're being active. Barred owls calling at night. Woodpecker drumming. Every day I hear the drumming coming from the noise in the woods where the woodpeckers just pound away at the trees. Other things, the mammals continue to be active. I saw lots of tracks this week. We had absolutely perfect conditions for tracking. Wow, we had this snow that fell on Tuesday, okay? It pretty much stopped snowing by dusk. All night, then, it just lay there. Brand new snow. Now, it got a bit chilly, but not so cold that critters were not active. And then the next day, here we have this brand new snow. The next day, it cleared, and we had sunshine. And I find the best tracking and the best photographing of tracks can take place on a clear day about after a new snow. And, boy, these conditions were just great. And, of course, there are a lot of critters out. I saw lots of snowshoe hare tracks, lots of fox, coyote, deer mouse, voles, shrews, squirrels, and a couple of others of note, long-tail weasel track, which I don't see that often, I saw, and the deer. The deer are just everywhere, tracks everywhere. They're always on my trails. I think they are just hungry and wandering around a lot. So, yeah, we may be getting into some warmer weather as we get deeper into now this month of February, this next week, but we'll see what it has to offer. Keep your eyes open. There's always things happening. Take care.
We certainly will. Thank you, Larry. Larry Weber is a naturalist, an author, an educator, a public speaker, and generally kind of a great guy. He joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac here on Northland Morning.